Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY26 results conference call of BMS TMT Limited, hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Dhruvi from Equirus Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and a very good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY26 earnings call of BMS TMT Limited. From management team, we have with us Mr. Manoj Kumar Jain, promoter, Mr. Varun Jain, chairman and managing director, and Mr. Rishabh Singhi, whole-time director. The call will begin with opening remarks from the management, after which we will open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
So, BMS TMT, the company, has delivered a strong performance in quarter four of financial year 26, supported by improved plant utilization, stable demand across retail and institutional segments, and continued benefits from its integrated manufacturing operations. For financial year 26, the performance was driven by operating efficiencies, cost optimization, and a healthy demand environment across infrastructure and the housing sectors. I would present to you the key financial highlights. For quarter four, financial year 26, the total revenue was 241 crores, and for the year ended March 26, it was 840 crores. The EBITDA of the company was 11.94 crores for quarter four, and for the year ended, it was 62.31 crores. The net profit of the company for quarter four results was 2.29 CR, and for the year ended, it was 21 crores. So the quarter four results of financial year 26 capped a strong year for BMS TMT, with consistent growth driven by improved operational efficiency and stable demand across our core markets. Our focus on integration, cost optimization, and strengthening our distribution network has supported both the revenue growth and margin expansion. Over financial year 26, we have further strengthened our manufacturing capacities, optimized our cost structure, and enhanced our market presence. With a healthy demand outlook, ongoing infra push, and benefits from our captive solar plant, we remain confident of sustaining growth and improving profitability going forward. BMS TMT is an integrated manufacturer of TMT bars and billets, operating a modern automated facility in Gujarat. The company markets its products under the Kamdenu brand and serves a strong dealer network across the region, supported by integrated manufacturing and efficient operations. This was the brief of the company and the quarter four results. Now, I would like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register, please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one now. Your first question comes from the line of Kanish Agarwal with Family Office. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My few questions to ask. The billet manufacturing facility was one of the key strategic initiatives for the company. So after a few quarters of operation, what tangible benefits are you seeing in terms of raw material costs, saving margins and supply chain stability. Hello, am I audible?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you repeat the question?
My question is regarding a billet manufacturing facility. That was one of the key strategic initiatives. So after a few quarters of operations, what tangible benefits are you seeing in terms of raw material cost savings and margins and supply chain?
So earlier when we were manufacturing TMT bars, we were purchasing billets from the outside market. We were reheating them and making TMT bars. After the CCM plant and hot charging has been incorporated, now we are procuring raw material in form of scrap from across the world, and the cost of raw material has gone down in the sense, like earlier we used to buy billets at 42,000 rupees a ton. Now we are buying scrap at around 35,000 rupees a ton. So there was a cost of reheating which was earlier involved, that was about approximately 1,500 to 2,000 rupees per ton, which after the CCM plant manufacturing, that cost has been eliminated. So the margins have improved approximately 1,500 rupees, 1,000 to 1,500 rupees per ton after the CCM plant manufacturing.
So how much of your this budget requirement is now being internally?
No, so right now we are not procuring any billets from outside. We are completely dependent on the scrap procurement, and through that we are manufacturing our own billets, and using the direct hot charging technology, we are manufacturing TMT bars.
Okay, okay, understood. And sir, regarding this margin stability, in this FY26 profitability improved. So, that better this operating efficiency and this integration benefits going forward, what do you believe in this sustainable EBITDA margin range for the business across the normal sales cycle?
So this year we'll have a complete cycle, like the entire year we'll be having the integration benefit, and this benefit of 1500 rupees ton will be carried throughout the year. Also, the solar plant which we have installed, so that's the operational this year. For the remaining 9 months, we'll be generating power from a solar captive of 15 megawatts. So that in turn will also help us to reduce the cost of production and improve our margins.
So this margin expansion is like to come from higher volumes or this better product mix?
So it will be combination of both, like the production efficiencies will also improve during this year, and also the product mix now that we are using scrap, so the conversion between the scrap and TMT is more, so we will be getting benefits from both.
Understand. And sir, earlier you like spoken about this purpose 15 megawatt this capital solar power project. So could you share this expected investment commissioning timeline or this annual cost saving once the project becomes operational?
So approximately the cost of the project is about, I think, 45 to 50 crores, and the timeline of the project is, it's under execution right now. So commissioning will begin for 12 megawatt in this month, and for the remaining 3 megawatt it will take another 2 months. And approximately we'll be, after it's commenced the operations, we'll be saving, having a saving of about 3 rupees per unit on our power bill. So if I convert that into financial figures, so approximately saving of about 5 crores on an annual basis will come from the 15 megawatt solar for this year.
Okay. So have there been any regulatory or this execution challenges affecting this timeline?
No, there has been no challenges. Whatever the procedures were there, we have already applied for all the permissions and everything from the government. We have received also the same. The project is under execution and will be commissioned soon.
Understood, understood. Okay, that's it right now. We'll join the team back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question comes from Subham Vishwakarma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity. A few questions to ask. The company currently operates through 227 plus dealers and 3 distributors. So, are there any expansion targets for FY27?
So, we expand our distribution network on a regular basis. Like every district, our sales team and our sales officers visit. And according to the demand of that district, of that taluka, of that village, we appoint an additional dealer. So, we've been appointing dealers on a regular basis, and of course these numbers would increase. The number of distributors will remain the same because the distributors are allotted region-wise in Gujarat. So there will be only 3 distributors, but the dealers which are under them, the number of dealers will increase.
Okay. So are you planning to expand beyond Gujarat?
No, right now we are focused on the Gujarat market only because Gujarat itself has a huge potential. About 4.5-5 lakh tons of TMT is sold across Gujarat, and currently we are about having 15,000 tons of sale on a monthly basis. So there is still a lot of scope to expand in Gujarat itself.
Okay, understood. And again, I wanted to ask that among these growth initiatives do you have, like solar power and dealer expansion, and also some operational efficiency initiatives. So, what do you think will be the largest growth driver for you for FY27?
I think main would be that we utilize the optimum capacity of our production, of our sales, because and also the entire integration that we have done it. So, this full year we'll have that entire benefit. Also with the solar, the cost of production will reduce, and Kamdenu, we sell under the brand name of Kamdenu in Gujarat, which is
okay.
A premium in the market in Gujarat of about approximately 1500 rupees ton over all the regional brands. So our dealers, our network is very loyal to us, and they have been with Kamdenu since long, and with our company since long. So these are some of the drivers which will help. Also, there is a lot of infra push which is happening across the country, and especially in Gujarat with 2030 Commonwealth Games and a lot of high-rise projects.
Okay. So, last...
On a higher side.
Continue.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So, my last question was... regarding solar power, so what will be the estimated project cost for that?
I just answered in the previous question. It is approximately 45 to 50 crores.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sonia Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is management evaluating capacity expansion opportunities over the next 2-3 years, and would expansion be greenfield or brownfield?
So currently, the management team is not looking at the expansion. Currently, we are looking at utilizing the optimum production and the sales capacity of our plant. Though in our existing premises that we have permissions of up to 3 lakh tons of for production of TMT and billets. Like the environment clearance is already taken from the Government of India, and also we have sufficient space available within our premises. So our plant is being set up on a 15 to 20 acres of land here, and there is sufficient space available. And if in future, going forward, if any requirement is arising, so we can do expansion within the existing plant and machinery and expand our production.
Okay. And what CapEx plan should investors expect?
So right now, we don't have any expansion as of in plan, but whenever the management decides, we'll let you know about that.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And how was the dealer productivity evolved during FY26, and what is the average sales volume per dealer?
Can you repeat?
How has dealer productivity evolved during FY26?
Right. So dealer productivity has been very good. As I said, that our dealers have been very loyal to us, and our dealers are very small customers. They are usually in small talukas of the district and small villages in the district. And these dealers, we serve them orders of approximately 3 tons, 5 tons, 8 tons, 10 tons. So all our dealers are small players, and that's why they have been so loyal to us, because across Gujarat, TMT has been sold on an FOR basis. And when we supply to these small dealers, small quantities of 5 tons, 10 tons, so they are motivated very much that the company is taking care of them. And we have our own logistics supply, like trucks, fleet of 50 trucks, through which we supply to our customers on 24-hour basis. And dealer productivity has been very good. So dealer has been performing very good. We offer them a lot of incentives, take them on a individual or couple tour according to the performance. We give them turnover discounts at the end of each quarter. So these motivates them. Also, we have started an initiative where we are sending gifts along with each truck. So if a dealer is giving order of about 8 tons, and if they shift that order to 10 tons, each truck. So these are some of the initiatives which are helping us in increasing our dealer distribution network across Gujarat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Sanjay Chauhan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. You are sounding slightly distant. Oh. If I can request to use the handset, please.
Sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please proceed with the question.
Okay. So, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So, I have one question based on your financial strength. As per your financial strength, I can see here, the company has the equity is increasing significantly, but my main proposal is here. What is the long-term financial position of you can send them for the company?
I'm sorry, your question is not clear. I don't know.
Actually, I can see here your financial position is increasing very many this year, very good. And What is the company's long-term financial position? How can the company maintain this position for the longer period of time? What is the thing you can do here?
You mean how can the company maintain the long-term financial position for the long term? This is what your question.
That's what I can see there. This year is growing well. How the long term? So you can maintain this repeatedly.
A lot of our company borrowings which we have paid off in the last year, so that has a direct implication on the financial interest that we are saving on an annual basis for the company. Also, the company going forward, the margins are improving, and we have a steady growth for our product in the market. The conversion from scrap to TMT has also been very good in the last few months, and the demand for TMT across the infrastructure sector has been good. So we are expecting the long-term financial position of the company to be stable.
Okay, then how can the capital to be utilized for the future growth?
So, as I said, that capital will be utilized, capital will be done from the internal accruals of the company over the next 2-3 years, whenever the management decides that we have to do any expansion in the existing premises, that time we'll take the call for the same.
Okay. I can understand that. Okay. Based on your operation, I can see here, means the company operates with a single segment, that is TMT bar. Only.
Right.
And what's your plans for the spending leadership in this segment? How can you generate more returns?
Sorry, how can we strengthen?
the leadership in this segment?
Other industries, you mean?
Yes, yes. Other industries. TMT bar segment.
No, so right now we are focused only on the TMT bars production, and as I said earlier, that in Gujarat market there is a huge demand for TMT products across Gujarat. So whether it's the bridges or the high-rise sectors, or due to the Commonwealth Games being announced in Gujarat, a lot of sports complex and a lot of projects are being made here. So there is huge demand for TMT, and it will, the demand for TMT is going to grow in the Gujarat. As for 2036 Olympics also, we are bidding from Gujarat state, so that's also a huge opportunity which will come. So we'll be, from our management side, our management will be focused only on the production of TMT bars. No other product we are focused on.
Okay, I got it, my answer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from Shubham Vishwakarma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity again. So, my question was, the company secured like 10,000 plus MT orders during the festive season. So, could you elaborate further on the customer mix and execution timeline?
Customer mix and the?
Execution timeline.
Okay. So, these orders which we receive is about the 10,000 orders which we receive during the festive season. Those orders are usually for, you can say, 20 odd days. Like every day, approximately our dispatch is about 500 tons. And whenever such orders come, so within 24 hours, we try to serve them. So we get demand from our customers on a daily basis. As and when their stock at the retail counters gets over, they give orders to the company through the distributors.
Okay. So, what's the current outlook for demand from infrastructure, real estate and housing sectors?
So, it's very positive in the state of Gujarat and across India also. In Gujarat also, there is a lot of development happening. There is the government has given permissions for recently for 60 crores of high-rise to be built in Gujarat. So a lot of new high-rise buildings are coming up in Gujarat. That itself increases the demand for TMT. Also, a lot of bridges and government projects are coming across Gujarat, which is helping the demand move further up. And currently, about 4.5 lakh tons of TMT sold across Gujarat, and we are selling about 15,000 tons on a monthly basis. So there is still a lot of scope where we can get more market share in state of Gujarat.
Okay, got it. So, is there any pricing pressure in the market?
No, currently, of course, in the last 2 months, the pricing have gone little on a lower side, on the downside. But as and when the price of finished product goes down, the price of raw material also comes down on the same day. So, our conversion cost that we are getting from scrap to TMT, that remains the same. So it doesn't affect our margins.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And that is much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from Kanish Agarwal with Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for that. So just one question regarding this return issue. The company has delivered strong growth recently. As an investor, should we expect focus to shift towards improving ROE and ROC further, or this will grow remain the primary objective?
Or, sorry, sir, can you repeat?
So my question is regarding ROE and ROC. The growth is strong recently, but this remains the primary objective. As the investor, we expect focus to shift towards improving this ROE and ROC. So my question is like, can you improve your focus to grow this ROE and ROC?
So yeah, we have been doing that recently. Like we have paid a lot of borrowings which we had in the last year, so that in turn has improved our return on the equity and on the capital employed as well. And this year also, we are focusing on a lot of internal accruals that will be generated from the company. So also using the limits and everything, we are able to source the raw material at cheaper prices from across the world. And this will help us in improving our margins and in turn improve our ROE and ROC.
Is the target return on your project?
Sorry?
Target return on your new project. What is your target?
So the solar plant that we have installed of 15 megawatt. The solar power plant of 15 megawatt that we have installed, in that the payback is in 5 years.
Okay. Understood. And sir, regarding this sales price scenario,
regarding what?
Sales price.
Right.
Price remains weak for an extended period. So, how you resilient do you believe the business model is? And this management immediate prioritize in such a scenario, or this volume growth be prioritized over margin?
Sorry, I didn't. Can you repeat that, please?
Regarding this sale price, if the price goes up till the extended period,
right.
So how do you manage this situation in this business model? And,
so when the prices goes up for the TMT bars, or when the prices goes down, our raw material that is scrap, the prices in turn also reacts in the same way. If the market is going up, the prices also. So whenever we sell any material in the market, that is a TMT, so we cover our raw material on the same day. We do not delay our purchase. So if we sold for example, 1,000 tons of TMT today, so we booked 1,000 tons of raw material from the market. So this way we covering our risk in that way, and we are maintaining our conversion from scrap to TMT.
Okay. And sir, my last question is, what gives management the most confidence about this aspect, and what are the key risks investors should keep an eye on?
I'm sorry, your voice is not clear. Something is breaking in between.
So my question is regarding how confident are you in FY27, and what are the key risks investors should keep on an eye?
In financial year 27, the growth will be strong and the company would be performing better than what it was, because in this year we'll also be having generation from our 15 megawatt solar plant that will help us improve the cost of production, reduce the cost of production and increase our margins. So going forward and looking at the demand for TMT bars across the state of Gujarat, we are quite confident that whatever our production would be there, that much amount of sale we'll be able to gather from the market. And risk as in this is TMT is a commodity product. So, there's of course price rise and price reduction on a daily basis. So due to recent war, also the West Asia war, there has been supply disruptions and everything. But still we have got our raw material procurement and other things in control. So there being it a commodity, so that's risks that investors should consider.
One last question. Sir, which KPI should investors monitor most closely over the next few quarters?
Which area?
KPI, sir.
Sorry, which?
KPI, sir.
So, of course, so our margins would be improving after the 15 megawatt solar generation. So that will help us improve our EBITDA. And of course, the integration benefit that is happening from scrap to billet. So the our cost of production, which is being reduced due to this integration benefit, so that will again have a effect on EBITDA margins and the PAT margins. So these are some of the issues.
Okay, thank you so much, and all the best. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sonia Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So my question is, how has the company's working capital cycle
evolved after the commissioning of the billet facility?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you getting my voice?
Yes. My question is, how has the company's working capital cycle evolved after the commissioning of the billet facility?
It is around 2 month cycle, working capital cycle.
Okay. And can you provide some insight into the current order pipeline and demand visibility for the next few quarters?
Demand, because we are, it's a regular routine, we are getting the booking and supply of the TMT. So we are not getting the bulk any order for the quarter basis. It is on daily basis.
Okay, sir. And what is the expected timeline for the solar power project? And how significant could the cost savings be once it becomes operational?
We have finalized for 15 megawatts. Our installation of 12 megawatt is completed and it is expected to be starting this month. And by the what save around 5 crore rupees. And three watts will be started by August and September, depend on the range, and that will be give the benefit of 1 crore. So around 5 to 6 crores saving in the power bill. For the half year.
Okay. And one more question. Can you share the current capacity utilization levels for both the billet plant and TMT manufacturing facilities?
For the TMT, we are is around 25% of the installed capacity. For more or less.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, of course, go ahead.
Yes, Sunil, you got it?
No, sir, your voice is breaking.
I mean, the capacity utilization of billet is around 70 to 75% of installed capacity, and TMT is also same, 70 to 75%. We have a lot of the scope to improve it, and we are improving day by day.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Kareem for closing comments.
On behalf of VMS TMT Limited and Equal Rejects Advisors, I would like to thank everyone for taking the time to join today's conference call. Should you have any further queries, please feel free to connect with us at info@equalrejects.com. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
everyone, for joining the conference. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Equal Rejects Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.